While all eyes were on the awarding of the Oscars in Los Angeles on Sunday, the main event in cinema in the Czech Republic came a day earlier with the awarding of the Czech Lions. This year, 10 Czech films competed in 13 categories. The film Protector, or Protector, by director Marek Nybert dominated, winning 6 awards on the night, including Best Picture. Here's what director Marek Nybert had to say.
I'm thrilled, of course. Who wouldn't be? If I didn't think these awards meant anything, I wouldn't be here. I value this competition, and I'm also happy that others who worked on the film were also rewarded. That's important for me.
Protector, a period drama set during World War II after Bohemia and Moravia come under Nazi occupation, examines the story of a husband and wife whose future is clearly threatened. She is a successful actress but part Jewish. He is a Czechoslovak radio announcer who tries to protect her but rises as a star for the Nazis who use him to issue Nazi propaganda.
Když zavřu oči,
tohle bude šláger, protože hezký věci chtějí lidi pořád.
Besides Best Picture, Protector snagged awards for Best Directing, Best Leading Actress, Screenplay, Editing and Original Score. Notably, the movie, which was co-produced by Czech TV, was also the Czech Film and Television Academy's nominee for this year's Oscars. The film did not, however, make the final selection in the Best Film in a Foreign Language category.
Vaše žena je židovka.
Měli bychom se rozvést, Emile. Já jsem teď pro tebe nebezpečná.
Meanwhile, in Prague on Saturday, other films that impressed at the Czech Lions were Kawasaki's Rose by Jan Hřebejk, a director who has a long and highly respected track record, and Three Seasons in Hell by Tomáš Mašín, a film based loosely on the life of Czechoslovak poet Egon Bondy. Kawasaki's Rose won the prize for Best Supporting Actress, while Three Seasons in Hell earned a Best Actor award for Krzysztof Hadek, who many will remember from Dark Blue World. Afterwards, Hadek had nothing but praise for the project.
It was great working on this with director Tomáš Mašín. I think we worked really well together, and I really enjoyed it.
Other awards handed out on the night included a Lifetime Achievement Award for Czech legend Jana Brejchová, while the romantic comedy Líbáš jako Bůh, You Kiss Like a God, was recognized for greatest box office success. In case you've just joined us, you're listening to Radio Prague, the international service of Czech